So this weekend, it was a particularly stressful weekend for me. I had some unexpected deadlines that just came up, and I literally worked from morning till late evening, both Saturday, both Sunday.
Oh, man.
I mean, I had a couple of moments where, you know, I went to church and I went to dinner with my daughter, but mostly it was just high stress. Mm. And now I could feel the anxiety building inside of me, and there were times that I had to manage that. So there was a moment where I was waiting on my daughter. I couldn't find her in the parking lot, and she was like, "I'm right here." And I was like, "But you can see me, and can you just tell me where you're at?" But I had to manage that. I managed that.
That's
on
right,
because
you couldn't even call 1-800-229-3000.
Exactly.
We over the weekend.
Exactly. So I talked myself down in that situation. There were other moments where I realized, you know what, I got to get my energy out, and I went on a walk. And there were other times where I just said to my wife, "Hey, can you give me a hug? And can I talk this out with you?" Now, not too many years ago, that's not how I would handle my stress. I was more like a soda bottle that you were shaking up. And at a certain point, whoever was around when the cap came off, it was not good. Now, depending on your attachment style, you're going to handle stress differently. So avoiders flight. They usually run away. They go to the gym, go by themselves, escapism. Sometimes it's porn. People pleasers freeze. They please and appease. They calm everyone else down so that they can calm themselves down. And then vacillators, who are very much relationship idealists, which is my recovery style, they let it all out. They have these anxiety bills and they let it out. But how did Jesus handle stress? And I was thinking about this, that Jesus' most stressful time obviously was the cross. And then right before the cross, how did he handle stress? We went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had the disciples come with him. And then he had the few, Peter, James, and John, come with him a little further. And he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Now, what was that like? We only get that word in there, but he was pining. He didn't know. He knew what was coming. And that must have been awful to see him go through that anguish. Now, Jesus didn't flight. He didn't run away. He stayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. If it was me, I would have been out of there, as far away from there as possible. He didn't freeze. He took his disciples with him, and he had vertical support with God the Father, but he also had horizontal support with the disciples. And he didn't fight. When the captors came and Peter cut off the high priest's servant's ear, what did Jesus do? He put it back on. So he didn't fight, he didn't flight, he didn't freeze. Jesus is our example. We need to have that vertical support, which I had when I went to church. That was a really good time for me. And I made sure that I built in that horizontal support. And thankfully, my wife and I, we've been working on this for the last few years. So we were able to comfort each other. So my challenge for listeners is to think about, what do you do with difficult emotions when you're stressed? Do you have vertical support with the Father? Do you have horizontal support with others? Because we're either going to bring our stress into relationship and receive comfort, or we're going to go to non-relational things, which are most likely destructive for us.
For sure. I'm happy to hear you went to church, because with deadlines, that's something that you could have easily said, I don't have time to go today.
I needed it.
Yeah, but you needed it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something we all need to remember. We need the church. We need each other. It's not about the building. It's just going in and being with people that you love, that love you, that want to come alongside you.
Quick comment first on what Mark said, because I think it's surprising, although we preach this on New Life so frequently, that people are the answer to emotional problems, God and people. But when we've been hurt in relationship and we can't trust people, or when our pride, I'm supposed to help myself, when those two things stand in the way and it makes us feel probably paralyzed to be able to take that horizontal help or build the horizontal help, it's so understandable that those obstacles keep us from people. So if that's the case for you, you're too fearful, or you believe you're supposed to do it yourself. I've held both of those beliefs. Then we can connect you with a counselor, with a coach, with a group of other people who know they're imperfect. They know they need help, but they're also afraid and they're trying it. So let us connect you with people that can put what Mark described into action.